Ladies and gentlemen, here I am again with another message about milk, the healthiest drink in the world. Now, milk is so loaded with vitamins, if you drink a glass of it every day, it'll keep me going. But I want to tell you, I see by the trade papers they're expecting the biggest year ever at Las Vegas. Las Vegas, that's an old Spanish term meaning goodbye forever. Well, you notice in the newspaper ads, they always call it colorful Las Vegas. Colorful, that's because you go over there to get a tan, leave in the red, and come home with the blues. I didn't know we had that many winters here. But it's pretty over there in the desert, especially at dusk when the purple shadows creep across the painted desert and the golden sun slowly sinks behind the green of the cables. I've never seen it. I loved it over there. I played it smart this time. I came back with everything I went down there with, except my money. I played number 7 on the roulette wheel all evening, and it never came up once. I got so mad when I was leaving, I flicked my cigarette ashes on it. The ball dropped in number 7, and I won 36 piles of ashes. You can get clipped down there. I only had one white shirt with me, so at night I washed it and hung it outside my window to dry. A croupier looked over the gambling room and said, "No fair surrendering." But Las Vegas has a wonderful slogan, "Fun in the sun, then the evening it's bed in the depth, and then you go home and sleep in the streets." I said to the manager of the casino, "I love this desert area." He said, "Good, we'll see that you go home with your pockets full of it." About in Las Vegas is gambling. I wasn't feeling good, so I went to a doctor. He looked me over carefully, pulled out his wallet, slapped it on the table, said, 8 to 5, you got a spare. Carefully pulled out his wallet, slapped it on the table, said, 8 to 5, you got a spotted liver. And I've taken the bet, but I didn't care for his terms. He wanted approval with an autopsy. Autopsy. Jack Benny was at the roulette table. Of course, he doesn't gamble. He just stands there feeling the money. But finally, he couldn't resist it, so he opened his purse and pulled out a dollar bill. I don't know how long it had been in there, but George Washington was wearing a knee-length beard. And Phil Harris was there, too. I'd never have known it. Only one of the dice rolled under the table. To roll them over to see if I'd made my point. But there's other attractions besides gambling down there. All the chorus girls are gorgeous. They kept winking at me all during the show. And if you don't believe it, ask Cary Grant. He was sitting right beside me. The nice thing about Las Vegas is that you don't have to gamble. I didn't go in the gambling room at all the first day I was there, and the manager of the hotel didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. He just sat out in the road and pointed. I had some trouble with a wise guy motorcycle cop. I denied I went through a red light and he thought I was lying just because he found it in my front seat. And the new models are so automatic that pretty soon we'll have cars running around without drivers. Of course, we've had that in California for years. And some of the new cars are getting smaller and smaller. Yesterday, I was almost run over by a convertible roller skate with a windshield. Even has a television set in the rear window. It's very convenient for motorcycle cops. While they're chasing you, they can watch Dragnet. I was driving down Sunset Boulevard behind a midget car when it suddenly disappeared down a sewer grating. I yelled, "Is everything okay?" And the driver yelled back, "Yeah, I'm headed for Santa Monica and I make faster time floating." Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, 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 do. I think I got too much do in my re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Hey, Bob, I...
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Sol, la, sol, la. Sol, la, ti, do.
What are you doing?
I was just brushing up on my singing.
Really? Sounds like you were using a wire brush. What's the idea, Rob?
Well, Phil, I've been thinking about my career.
What about it? What did you have in mind for your career?
Well, I think I could be a successful singer.
You a singer?
Hi, fellas.
Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. I have some very light news for you. Bob is thinking of becoming a singer.
Well, what do you figure to do, become another Lonza or a Pinza?
Why not both?
What do you mean, Bill?
Well, when you sing, it sounds like Lonza's just been stuck with a Pinza.
Look, Bob, you know something? It takes training to be a singer. Now, I know.
I realize that.
You're going to need a vocal coach. Have you decided on one yet?
Not yet, Maggie. I was going to ask you about that.
Well, there's a great teacher in town. Maybe you know him. Professor Hermann von Hickenlofer.
Sounds like something you eat with sauerkraut. Is he good?
Ah, he's sensational. He's helped lots of singers. Wait a minute, I'll write out his address for you.
Oh, fine. I think I'll run over and see him right now. So long, Bill. So long, Maggie. Well, I guess this must be Professor Hickenlofer's studio. It says, Institute of Voice Culture and Study of the Vocal Art, Bach Beer on Draft. I'll go in. Oh, excuse me, sir. Are you...
Close the door, Don Cope. I'm going to catch a cold in my head.
I'm awfully sorry. Are you Professor Hickenlofer?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Professor Hermann von Hickenlofer, internationally famous teacher of Ganzer singing, Wagnerian opera, and babysitter for the Bell sisters.
Kid must have gotten a hold of a loaded wiener schnitzel. Then I guess this must be the place. Say, Professor. Professor Hickenlofer, do you have any special method of teaching?
Ach, yeah, sure. My system is based on correcting the breathing, so there's a free use of cranial tone amplification, which allows the pharynx and the larynx to produce arpeggios, obbligatos, crescendos, and glissandos.
Oh, I see.
You mean you understand that?
Oh, sure.
Then please explain it to me. Look, Maya. Here's what you ought to do now. Sing something for me, and then I'm going to tell you what I think of your wife.
Oh, what shall I sing?
Well, how about singing Das schöne Umlaut von des Himmelstors, du lieber Mädchenkind, immer bist mir ein Hagen, liebst mir ein Zug.
What does that mean?
Chloe.
No, I can't sing, Chloe. I'll try something else like Glowworm, maybe.
No, wait. Such an idea. I'm going to sing that glowworm for you first, and then you're going to see how it really should be sung. Hmm? Now you're going to hear a voice with real quality. Now listen to this. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer.
You got it all right.
Got what?
Worms.
If you're going to be such a wise guy, let me hear what you can do.
Okay. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer. Well, Professor?
Well, I hear the noise like that once before. The time my wife got caught in the garbage disposal.
That's what you think, huh?
Yeah, Maya, when it comes to singing, believe me, you are nothing. Absolutely nothing. You are worse than nothing, because to be nothing, you got to be something, and you ain't something because you is nothing. fine set of pipes, so please go see a plumber, you know. Out of my studio, out.
Now, wait a minute.
Out.
Hello, Bob.
Jane Wyman. To see you, Jane.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Say, didn't you just come out of Professor Hickenlooper's studio?
Yeah. Do you know old Limburger Head?
Sure, he's been helping me with my singing. Say, what are you doing in there?
Oh, it's something new, Jane. I've decided to try and develop my singing talent.
What brought this on?
Well, I've been neglecting my talent, that's all. I'm not just the kind of a guy that can stand still while other people go ahead. Hey, wait a minute. I just got a sensational idea.
What is it?
Well, you're a success as a singer. You've made lots of wonderful records. How would it be if you and I teamed up?
The flu certainly does strange things to people.
It's a great idea. Do you know what it would mean if you...
To people.
It's a great idea. Do you know what it would mean if you did an act with me?
Yeah, but I'm not ready to get out of show business.
No, please, Jane, look.
But, Bob, you just don't decide to be a singer and then do it. It takes special ability and talent.
That's true, Jane.
Well, I know. I've sung with lots of people. I've even made a record with Bing.
Welcome back to the land of the living.
Well, I don't think it would work, Bob.
Well, I bet I know why you're skeptical. You haven't heard me sing yet. Well, here, I'll give you a little sample. Get this now. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer. Glow, little glowworm, glimmer. You understand that up to now, I've just been singing to keep my hand in.
Sounds more like you got your foot in it.
Why not give it a chance? I think I know where I can get it as one tryout engagement.
Well, I guess there'd be nothing wrong with a tryout.
You mean you'll do it?
All right.
Oh, that's wonderful. You and I are doing an act together. I can't believe it. I'm going to pinch you to see if I'm awake.
Pinch me? You're supposed to pinch yourself.
That's the old way. That's Les Brown bringing on Margaret Whiting.
Now I see what I'm
gentlemen, in an unguarded moment, Jane Wyman promised to do a nightclub act with Bob. Let's go now to Jane's home in Beverly Hills, where we find her discussing the matter with her agent.
If I seem a little exasperated, Jane, it's because this is the very thing for which you pay me commission, to make your decisions for you.
I know.
Jane, I'm asking you not to do this nightclub act with Bob Hope. You have nothing to gain by it.
But Bob's due over here in a few minutes to rehearse, and I gave him my word.
For goodness sake, before you promised anything, why didn't you call me?
I wasn't near a phone.
Jane, let me give you a piece of advice I give every girl in Hollywood.
What's that?
When Bob Hope's around, always be near a phone.
Now,
let me handle him, Jane. Don't you say a word.
Well...
Not one word, understand? I'll do the talking for you.
All right.
Come in, Bob. I'm Jane's agent.
Oh, nice to know you. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Must be an echo in here. Well, here I am, Jane. You know, you get prettier every time I see you.
Thank you.
Quit kidding, Jane. Are you going to speak to me?
No.
Listen, she's already got one Oscar for this type of thing. Let's not overdo it.
Bobby, I do want to talk to you, but I'm afraid you won't like what I'm going to say.
No? What's that?
Well, Bob, I'm sorry, but I can't do the act with you.
But I've already booked us into a nightclub, Jane.
I don't know what to say, Bob.
Oh, it's just a little club, one of those intimate places, candles and checkered tablecloths.
Hey, gee, that sounds rather nice. Does a gypsy make his violin cry?
The fellow at this place started the whole thing. Sobbing Sam and his sniveling Stradivarius. They have to mop up the floor every 10 minutes.
Jane, I really don't think that you should...
Well, I know, but this sounds like so much fun, I can't resist.
Yes, but...
But it's only for one performance. All right, Bob, I'll go down there with you.
Oh, fine. We haven't got much time, so let's start rehearsing. We're due at the club in less than 3 hours. Hey, here we are, Jane, right in here. This is the Club Splendide.
In here? This is a cigar store.
Yeah, we go right on through. The club's in the back room.
Goodness, the people are packed in like sardines.
And getting oiled.
Well, let's not stand here in this mob, Bob. One thing we can do, let's dance.
I thought we were.
Now, Jane, I've got to find the manager and let him know we're here.
Hey, little lady, how about you and me having this walk?
Oh, no thanks.
Oh, come on.
She doesn't want to dance with you.
Here I am all alone over to dance with, and you get the three prettiest girls in the place. Well, so long, buddy. So long, little lady.
Bob, let's do our act and get out of here.
Okay, Jane, here's the manager coming towards us now.
Oh, Slack, hiya, Bobby boy. Wow, well, you brought a dame with you tonight. Hiya, lady.
How do you do?
Hey, you sound all right for yourself, Bobby. She's real class. Yeah. You ever looking for a job, kid? We use waitresses on a day shift. That face of yours could sell a lot of beer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, with that classy look, I bet you could even sell them the expensive drinks. Yes, sir, I'd say what you got there is a real highball kisser.
He tanked.
Remind me to get the address of his charm school. Hey, we're all set, Flat. Whenever you say, we'll do our act.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll quiet the folks down. Okay, everybody, knock it off, knock it off! Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we got an act of entertainment for you, so let's give them a big hand. You all know Bob Hope. Boo! He's got a swell-looking dame with him.
Hooray!
Give your music to the band leader and you're on.
Oh, thanks, Flat. You ready, Jane? Let's go.
Down by the old...
I gotta meet you, honey. That life will be so sunny. The paddle's chunking and you are my little punker.
Well,
Glad we met down by the river that day, baby. With me, it was love at first sight.
Uh-huh.
I mean it. Since I met you, I've never even looked at another girl. A beautiful woman never bothered me.
No, but brother, how you wish they would. Well, if you really like me, Robert, you at least ought to be on time when we have a date.
Oh, I'm sorry to be late, honey. I stopped to put a nickel in one of those perfume spraying machines.
What took so long about that?
Putting my clothes back on.
Together several times, and you haven't said one word about us getting married.
Oh, good. I was worried. There's one thing I've got to ask you first, Jane.
What's that?
Would you object to our getting married if you found out that anyone in my family is, well, a little tetched, balmy, a bit noodled in the noggin?
Oh, don't be silly, Robert. That's what I like about you. For it was there.
My heart is dreary.
I knew.
I knew you loved me, ever lover.
That you love.
I'll
say
the two.
Well, here we are, Robert.
Yeah.
Just the two of us, alone together in a lovely honeymoon cottage.
Yeah.
Is it cozy? Gee, it's wonderful to have a big, strong husband.
Yeah, what time does he get home?
I mean you, silly. I love being your wife, Robert.
You do?
Mm-hmm. You want me to cook biscuits for dinner tonight?
Sure, cook 3 or 4 dozen of them.
3 or 4 dozen? Well, isn't that an awful lot?
Yeah, but I got to get the patio finished sometime.
Well, you didn't treat me this way that first afternoon, Robert. Just think, if I hadn't been strolling on the riverbank and you hadn't been fishing, we'd never met.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be married now, and I wouldn't have some wonderful news for you.
Wonderful news. What's that, Jane?
Well, you know that new room you built on the house, the nursery? You got it finished just in time.
Honey, you mean...
Yes, dear. My mother's coming to live with us.
Oh, the suspense killed me. Your mother's coming to live with us for how long?
Forever. She's moving right in.
Gee, that's wonderful. It's great. I can't wait for her to get here.
You mean it, Robert?
Sure, I told you. I was tetched in the head. You were 16. My village queen. By the old.
My pretty cabin in the cotton.
By the old.
It's far away, but not forgotten.
By the old.
Who said that life begins at 40?
By the old mill stream. Let's dive back in. Oh, thanks. The memory. Thanks very much to Jane Wyman, Robert Sweeney, Hans Conrad, Maggie, Les, Bill, everybody. Thank you.
The Bob Hope Show is brought to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. We'll be right back.